The next morning, we've arranged to meet Jenny on the outskirts of the city. Chengdu is at the center of the government's Go West policy. It's invested $300 billion to spark an economic boom in Western China, on a par with Beijing and Shanghai.
Can you imagine this whole area? Most of these buildings were not here.
When I was here in 1989, it was still a fairly primitive place. Many of the streets were little more than dirt roads, and people brought produce in from the countryside on carts pulled by donkeys. Now, Chengdu has a population of 14 million and the fastest rate of urbanization in the world. In the next decade, it's expected to increase by nearly a million people every year.
There it is, that's the hotel.
Oh,
that
was
a hotel I stayed in. It was the tallest building in Chengdu. That's it. And you see now, it's dwarfed by all these other buildings.
Yes, and they keep building. Look how many cranes there are over there.
It's just amazing. I thought it would be a lot of change, but not sort of this much. It's shocking at the beginning because it's a sleepy backwaters here. You expect that from Shanghai and Beijing, but not from Chengdu.
Jenny's been kind enough to invite us to her grandparents' home, where she spent her early childhood.
My cousins and I used to come, and we would get together for family lunches, dumplings and noodles.
It's exciting for me, as I've always believed the best cooking is in the home. And a taste of family life is a great way to get beneath the skin of a city.